Welcome back to another edition of the Interlake Sports Now. I'm Josh Dugan, and thank you, as always, for taking the time to check out the show. On this week's show, we'll start out with two pieces of prep sports news, one related to a prep football head coach stepping down in the Valley, and some prep basketball recruiting news. Then we'll move into a quick, very brief spring prep sports update, as usual. And for the second week in a row, we have some college track and field news featuring a Glacier High product, as well as some college softball news featuring a Wolfpack alum. After that, we'll round things out with some college football talk since Montana State had their final football spring scrimmage over the weekend, and close things out after that with one more piece of college football news as the Big Sky Hall of Fame announced their 2024 class, and it features some Treasure State college football legends. Quick reminder, as always, today's episode is brought to you by Nomad, voted the Flathead's best manufacturer. Nomad is a longtime supporter of our local community and sports scene, celebrating 20 years of building great careers and mission-focused custom vehicles. Nomad, a Montana-based company making a global impact. Visit nomadgcs.com for more info. That's nomadgcs.com for more information. All right, thanks as always to Nomad GCS for the support. Let's get into that head football coaching news, where Columbia Falls head coach Jackson Schweiker made the decision to step away from the program after 12 seasons calling the shots on the sidelines for the Wildcats football team. Schweikert had a record of 80 wins and 37 losses during his time with the Cats. In an article by Chris Peterson of the Hungry Horse News, Schweikert mentioned he was considering coaching another year, but if he stayed for another year, he would have wanted to coach for three more years to see his current group of players finish up their high school journey. A lot of talent in that group up and coming for the Wildcats. So overall, major kudos to Coach Jackson Schweikert on building a great program at Columbia Falls, and best of luck with his next chapter. After coaching, the Wildcats will open up the search for a new head coach, and Schweikert expects several of his assistants to apply for the head coaching job. So if any news breaks on that Wildcats football coach position, we'll definitely keep you updated here on the Interlake Sports Now. On to some prep basketball recruiting news, where Flathead Brave Bets standout Kendi Moore signed with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons of the Athletic Coast Conference, aka the ACC. Moore is the first Montanan to sign with the Demon Deacons, as one of the rare Montana basketball players to sign with the Power 5 program, joining the likes of Brianna Williams, who signed with Maryland out of the Billings Skyview, and Alex Coville, who made an impact for Washington State last season as a true freshman after starring at Missoula Hellgate. Moore averaged 17.1 points and 8.2 rebounds per game as a junior, and helped lead the Bravettes to a Western AA title and a trip to the state title game. And as a senior, Moore averaged 14.8 points per game and 9.7 rebounds, a near double-double. She's expected to play the four, aka the power forward, for Wake Forest. Wake Forest head coach Megan Gambia had this to say: Kendi is a terrific athlete that, with time and development, will be a great fit in our system at the four position. She can really stretch the defense and shoot the ball well from beyond the arc. Overall, congratulations to Moore on signing with the Power 5 program, and best of luck as she takes the next step in her basketball journey. All right, on to some more prep sports news, where Glacier and Flathead squared off for some crosstown softball action last Thursday at Glacier High, and the Pack picked up a 9-2 win at home versus the Bravettes. The Wolfpack had three different homers in the win, with Emma Cook, Kennedy Goodet, and Zoe Allen all going yard on the day. Ella Farrell pitched a complete game for the Wolfpack, then allowed one earned run while striking out seven. The Bravettes' production on offense came in the fourth inning when Caden Lake barreled up a Farrell pitch and sent one over the fence for a two-run home run. Let's round out our prep sports coverage with our Hagedorn Media Group Montana Poster Player of the Week. This week's honor goes to Flathead track and field athlete Bristol Lenz, whose strong performance at crosstown track between Glacier and Flathead helped the Bravettes knock off the Wolfpack. And overall, it was a very strong day for Flathead, the track and field program, as the Braves and Bravettes took home a crosstown sweep. Lenz took home first place in the 100-meter hurdles and the 100-meter dash for the Bravettes. Overall, major kudos again to the Bravettes and Braves on the sweep, and kudos to Bristol Lenz for being selected Hagedorn Media Group Montana Poster Player of the Week. Moving along to some college track and field news. On last week's show, we mentioned Glacier High product and current Grizz athlete Evan Todd was recently named Big Sky Field Athlete of the Week. Followed that up with another strong performance, a record-breaking performance, actually. The Glacier product set a new University of Montana record, the javelin, with a throw that traveled 234 feet and 5 inches Saturday, which broke the Grizz record set in 2019 by Jensen Lilliquist. Overall, major kudos to Evan Todd, the Glacier product, shattering records, picking up Big Sky Field Athlete honor. So doing a great job at the Cal College level. Always great to see our Valley athletes shining at the next level. Moving along another Valley product who is making noise for the Grizz, and that is Kinzie Mull. Here's your product. Earned Big Sky Player of the Week on the softball field for her standout performance. Mole, the Glacier High grad, had a big week for the Grizz softball team, and her stellar play, like I said, landed the Big Sky Player of the Week award. Mole was an RBI machine with 11 runs batted in while going four for nine last week. All four of her hits were extra base hits, including a home run and a triple. Overall, awesome to see the Glacier High product making the most of her opportunities at the college level to land the Big Sky Softball Player of the Week honor. All right, moving along. Some college football action. Pretty brief show this week, kind of rolling right through it. Kind of an interesting time. Spring sports got a lot going on, but we're just kind of hitting that midseason form. So pretty soon we'll have a lot more spring prep sports action. All right. Moving along to the college football talk, where the Bobcats football program had their final spring scrimmage this past Saturday, and a couple of Butte products made their presence felt, which is fitting because the game is named after Butte product and Bobcat legend Sonny Holland. More on him later. Star quarterback Tommy Malott, kicker Casey Kotzman were the Butte products who had big days for the Bobcats. Malott threw for 95 yards and a touchdown, and Kotzman chipped in with three field goals to lead the Blue Squad past the White Squad at the Sonny Holland Classic. Little note here, former Missoula Sentinel product Adam Jones had a solid performance at running back with 14 carries for 68 yards and two scores. Keep an eye on Jones to make an impact soon for the Bobcats. He's a redshirt freshman. I expect him to work his way into playing time sooner than later. He's one of the top recruits in the state coming out of high school. And when he touches the ball, he's electric. What they look for him to make an impact with the Bobcats offense, maybe as soon as next season after a strong spring game. It was also recently announced that Millstone product Brody Grebe will wear the Bobcats legacy number next season. Grebe was rocking that number 41 legacy number last Saturday at the spring game and picked up right where he left off last year with 3.5 tackles for loss and a sack. Grebe might be the early favorite for Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year heading into next season. So my one big takeaway from the Bobcats spring game, similar with the Grizz last week, I said you can't look into the spring game stuff too much. But there is some things you can take away from it. My big takeaway from the Sonny Holland Classic, the Bobcats might have the front runner heading into next season for Big Sky Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Tommy Mla has been lightning in a bottle quarterback for the Bobcats since he saw the field. And now Sean Chambers is gone. He's on to life after college football. Touchdown Tommy's going to get that much more reps, that many more snaps. He's going to be doing the heavy lifting at QB for the Bobcats. So don't be surprised if we see him take his game to even a higher level next year, which is hard to believe because he's had such a great career. But he'll need to do that without Chambers around, and I expect him to do so. He might be the front runner heading into next season for Big Sky MVP on the offensive side. And bold prediction, he'll be in the convo when the season's said and done for Walter Payton, the Walter Payton Award given to the top player in the entire FCS. So Tommy Mlott heading into next year has a chance to have a very special season for the Bobcats. It's been brewing. If he stays healthy, good things are going to happen. And on the defensive side of the ball, Brody Grebe, he was an All-American Buck Buchanan Award finalist given to the top defender at the FCS level. He had 50 tackles last year, 9.5 sacks from the defensive end position. So all that being said, you see him have a big game in the spring game here. You see him a lot stand out. You know who the anchor is going to be on both sides of the football for the Bobcats heading into next year. They might not have all the pieces figured out. A lot of moving parts of the transfer portal, guys moving on to life after college football, out of eligibility, whatnot. But when you have Malott on offense and Grebe on defense, that's a great place to start. So that was my big takeaway from the Bobcats spring game. All right, another college football news. A few college football legends in the Treasure State will have their legacy honored as a pair of Bobcats great and one Grizz legend will be enshrined in the Big Sky Hall of Fame. Legendary Bobcats head coach Sonny Holland will be honored, and he'll be joined by another legendary head coach, former Grizz head coach Don Reed. Both Reed and Holland won national championships with their respective programs. Holland led the Bobcats to the 1976 Division II championship, and Montana State became the first Big Sky school to win a national championship. Reed, meanwhile, led the Grizz to their first national championship in 1995, also being honored will be former Bobcats standout and former NFL first-round pick Bill Kohler. Kohler was also inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame last year, so his resume speaks for itself. The Big Sky Hall of Fame started in 2020, so it's only fitting These three Montana college football legends are honored later this year in July. All right, that will wrap up another edition of the Interlake Sports Now. Thank you, as always, to Nomad GCS for the support. And thank you, as always, to everyone for taking the time to check out the show. On that note, I'm Josh Dugan, and I'm out.